This week is Parshas Va'era, and we find something quite interesting about the names of Hashem. Right in the beginning of the Parsha, the various names of Hashem, and they're quite complex, and how they're used, and when they're used, and what they mean. But on occasion, the Torah and the various Mefarshim enlighten us with some level of understanding of these profound names of Hashem. The Parsha opens with a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem tells Moshe that he only appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the name of Kel Shakai. But he did not reveal the name of Havaya. He did not reveal the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei to the Avos. The Pasuk says, Ve'era Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'kel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem, Lo nadati lahem. I only appeared in that name of Kel Shakai, but I did not reveal Shmi Hashem Lo nadati lahem. I didn't let them know. The name Havaya, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, was first revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this raises the question as to what is the difference between the name of Shin Dalet Yud and Yud Kei Vav Kei. When is which name used, and why was Moshe the first one privy to it? When Yaakov Avinu finally allows the Shvatim to descend to Mitzrayim to buy food, he blessed them with the words, V'kel Shaka Yitein Lachem Rachmim. Hashem, known by the name of Shin Dal Yud, should bestow upon you mercy, Yitein Lachem Rachmim. And Rashi comments that the one, the being, the Almighty, who says, die as in Dalet Yud, the Hebrew word, die, enough. When he created the world, he said, die, it's enough, let's stop here. He was mitzamtzem, he stopped the continuous growth of the world. He should say, die, he should say, enough to all the pains that Yaakov suffered. And Rashi goes on to delineate Tzaras Lavan, Tzaras Esav, Tzaras Rachel, Tzaras Dina, Tzaras Yosef, Tzaras Shimon, Tzaras Binyamin. The tzaros that Yaakov Avinu was plagued with his entire life, from Lavan to Esav to Rachel to Yosef to Dina to Shimon and to Binyamin. Die, Hakel Shakai, stop with all the tzaros, let my sons come back in peace. The Chassam Sofer in the Parsha notes that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only saved the Avos from their enemies, but never did he punish them. We don't find anywhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished any of the enemies trying to attack, to obliterate the Avos. Nimrod, we don't hear that Nimrod was ever punished for throwing Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'esh. We don't find that Lavan was punished for tormenting Yaakov Avinu. As far as Esav, not only was he not punished, but he was rewarded with great success to have a big nation. The reason, says the Chassam Sofer, is because HaKadosh Baruch only revealed himself in the name of Shin Dalet Yud, Shakai. This name implies, die, enough. It just puts a stop to whatever is happening. It was invoked to put a halt to the aggravation, the torturing, and the agonizing afflicted upon the Avos. But it's not a name of Hashem utilized to implore punishment, revenge, nekama. So that's why we find no nekama, no punishment by the Avos, because the name of Shakai was very limited. The name used by Hashem to seek vengeance is the name of Havaya, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. For this reason, this week's parsha, whereby we are introduced to the Eser Makos, Hashem introduces the name of Havaya. This would be the name to conjure up the Midah Keneged Midah, the measure for measure, in punishing the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, in justified revenge. The Chassam Sofer offers yet another approach based on the Ramban. The first approach is that Havaya is to create revenge, punishment, nekama. That's why it's only introduced now. But the Chassam Sofer says, based on the Ramban, we can suggest something else. The Ramban elaborates that the name Shakai, the name Shin Dalad Yud, is used when Hashem works within the world of nature, the framework of science bound by the natural limitations of Teva, as opposed to the name of Havaya, where Hashem utilizes it when going beyond its borders. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create a miracle, a nes, He breaks the boundaries of nature. He taps into the name Havaya. Says the Chasam Sofer that Bnei Yisrael were so entrenched in filth, in tumah, in immorality, their only hope was a nes. Thus, the name Havaya is used as the catalyst to unleash the Eser Makos leading to Bnei Yisrael's redemption. Incredible nisim v'neflos. In a similar vein, the Bas Ayin in Parsha Kisavo explains that Shakai represents Gashmius, the world of nature, the world of physicality and science, while Havaya represents Ruchnius, spirituality, above the world of nature. When a person serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, you get a fusion of Shin Dalad Yud with Havaya. The gematria of the two together is 340, which is Shem, Shin Men. As in the pasuk, "Ru'u kol ami ha'aretz ki Shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yiru mimecha," that the ami ha'aretz, the people of the world, are going to see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is upon you, and they're going to fear you. The Shem, the fusion between these two names of Hashem and these two aspects of life, the Ruchnis and the Gashmis, bridged together, allows Hashem's name to rest upon you. This very pasuk is applied to one who wears tefillin. Chazal teaches that one who wears tefillin, the Amei Aretz are going to be fearful of such a person. Because the combination, tefillin is a combination of these two names of Hashem. On the outside of the tefillin, we have the letters Shin Dalad Yud, the Shins on the Sharosh, the Dalad and the Nat, the Kesher in the back of the Sharosh, and the Yud is the Kesher and the Shayad, Shin Dalad Yud. And these are all visible, to indicate that it represents the world of Gashmius, the world of physicality that can be seen. The name Havaya can be found hidden inside the Parshios, alluding to the Ruchnis, which is on the inside. The Zohar mentions that the Parshios represent the name Havaya. Each of the Dal Parshios, another letter of Havaya's name, Yudke Vavke. And perhaps we can find an allusion to this in the debate between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, with respect to the order in which parshas are placed. According to Rashi, the order is Kadeshli, V'haya Kiviyacha, Shema, and V'hayam Shema. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you switch Shema with V'hayam Shema, and the order becomes Kadeshli, V'haya Kiviyacha, V'hayam Shema, and Shema at the end. The way Tosfos and Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, tells us, the reason why the V'haya Kiviyacha, followed by V'haya Im Shemoa, those two V'hayas, is because Havaya is L'Hadadeh. Havaya is Lashon Havaya. The V'haya, which are letters of Yudke Vavke, which are Havaya, Havaya is L'Hadadeh, says Tosfos. So these two parashos, V'haya Kiviyacha, is next to V'haya Kim Shemoa. This is perhaps a reference to Havaya, the Yudke Vavke of the parashos that are hidden inside the Ruchnis. And that's why Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin Sharosh, they're both Shakai and Havaya together, creating the Shem. The Kol Ami Haaretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yor Mimecha. Despite the various names of Hashem, we all know that Hashem is one, He's Echad. The more we unite His names and join the various facets of life, the closer to Mashiach we draw. We should be zocha to the day, to see that day soon, when the Pasuk, will permeate throughout the entire world. Have a wonderful Shabbos.